And the long we get focused. People got it all off.
No, he was talking about something else. He was talking about that there was a heel. He was talking about that there was a heel to die. There's a heel to be made and lapis. By the short of surprises, there's a heel of my mysterious lapis. So here could be, but by the Holocaust, there was no heel to get killed.
Yeah,
but there's no heel. There's no heel. So there's if you should rescue them. But here, by the short of surprises, there's no heel to let yourself get killed. So it could be. No, by the shoulder shimmers, I don't think you need 10 people. By the other, that's by other things, I think, if they want to have it all of that. But by the shoulder shimmers, I think you don't need 10 people. I don't think you need 10 people. That's what I think. But I have to look it up. Okay. In the middle of Shin Chof Chet, Tit Yud Bey. So let us again start from the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Shemachalim Shabbos al Chayla Sheyesh Peitakone. Yev al Chayla Sheyesh Peitakone. And there is a need to be Mechal Shabbos. Mishtadlen, we try Shleilaseis Ayedei Enig Yehudim Uktanim Benoshim. That the Chilul Shabbos should not be through a goy, not be through a cousin, not be through a woman. Ela al yedei Yisrael. Yisrael means not a goy. Gedoylen, not a cousin. Uvnei das means not through noshim who are kalei hadas. We have learned in the Mishnah Brura, the reason for the Mechaber is because if we will be mishtadol to be mechalul Shabbos through goyim and ketanim, so one might come to the conclusion that that's only permissible. You can only be mechalul Shabbos with a goy or with a cotton. So if a goy and cotton will not be around, so I'll tell the chayla, wait 5 minutes, I'll look for a goy. So in order that this should not occur, so Chazal said that when there's Gedolim here, it's done back through Gedolim. And by Noshim, they were afraid for two reasons. One reason was by Noshim, maybe if they'll become Mugul to be Mechalo Shabbos, for Chayla Sheyesh by Sakona, the whole Shabbos might become killed by them, and they might come to make other Chilulei Shabbos. Or they might be under the impression, really, it's also, and why does my husband tell me to do it? Because he doesn't want to be Mechalo Shabbos. But since they will have this impression, so they'll be Mechalo on the Chilul Shabbos. So Bekitza, the Mechaber, holds that if you have a Chilul Sheyesh Beitakonet, and you have a choice, who should be the Mechalo Shabbos, the Mechalo Shabbos should be a Yisrael, a Godel. That is the Shitas HaMechaber. Hagor, now we're starting to learn the Rimor. V'yesh Oimrim, others disagree. The Im Efshel Lasseis, If we had here standing, you have a chayla sheyesh b'sakonin, and you have a goy standing here, and a yid standing here, are you day shinui? Or of the one case is I could make a shinui to do a malacha deraisa to a shinui. Ois, it's I could avoid a chilu shabbos deraisa, oite al yidei shinui. Ve'im evsha lasait al yidei eini yehudi b'lo yichel klal, there's a goy standing here, and I can tell the goy to be mechalu shabbos, oitem al yidei eini yehudi. So the Ramah is chaylik on the Mechaber, and the Ramah holds, if we can avoid a chilul Shabbos d'oraisa, v'loy ichol, that means the goy is here, I can do it with a shinui, that it will not involve more time, more ichol, one should try to minimize the chilul Shabbos. That's what the Ramah said. And that's the minig. The minig is that we avoid a chilul Shabbos d'oraisa if we can accomplish the atzolim through a chilul Shabbos d'rabbanan, through an amira lakum, through a shinui. Avol b'mokein d'yesh lochesh d'yis atzolayin yudi, but if there's any fear that I'll give it into the hand of the goy, and the goy will take his time, then that's bogel and lasse. Are you there, ain't you the one should not do it to a goy, and the it should be mechalo Shabbos. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Chidkot Lamed, that's where I'm to. Ubaloi icho al yidei shinui. The whole kama, the moho, the whole kama, the nuchalatis beheta, if it is possible that we could avoid chilul Shabbos and we could do it boifen hamusa mina toire, we could make a prokashinui. Loi shavki and teire vinasa beiso, so then one should not do an iso de reise. One should lechatchila do it point on hamutim in aveira. V'nire the ruadin im al yidei hashinui misacha hadavo ma'at. Through the shinui, it could be that it will take more time. Rak the ein acholi bowl, but the chilul Shabbos does not have to be right away. That means we have to be mechalul Shabbos, but 5 minutes later won't make it or break it. Is nami mitzachrim ma'at kedei lasis al yedei shinui. So if we could do the chilul Shabbos to a shinui, we'll do it to a shinui. The eini ele is the rabbanon. It's a tremendous accomplishment that we are avoiding the chilul Shabbos d'oraisa. Or others say if there are two yidin and both of them can do the malacha together, it's shnayim she'osu. So memela, so both of them are doing the malacha. Both of them are doing the malacha. So memela. So this is we're also accomplishing something. So we just made it a malacha derabona. Al yidei ein yehudi. So the Gemara holds that you can do it to a goy. You do it to a goy. V'hu adin al yidei ktanim. If you can do it to ktanim, you should do it to ktanim. V'chein noyakim. So the Gemara brought down that the minig is not like the Mechaber. The minig is we try to avoid chilul Shabbos d'oraisa if it will not involve a long period of time. we try to avoid Chilul Shabbos Tareich. V'hatas kosav, and now the Taz says, the lav minig vosikinu. The Taz says, that means we have to understand, we learned the Mechaber. The Mechaber went with different cheshbonim. You're going to start with a goy, and what's going to be if there won't be a goy? I mean, the first day you held it, you're playing with fire. You're going to start being Mechalo Shabbos with a goy, so if there won't be a goy, you'll start looking for a goy. So that is the reason why we're in order to avoid such a kilku, you don't do the exploitation because it might end up with the lav minig masikinu. That's number one. The av she yochel lasis ayidei eini yehudi mikol mokim hayischel yizoreh bedobo yoytel. Now the Taz mentioned one more story, that he says that Linishvi, the Yid will do it, although the guy won't be misatro, but the Yid will do it with a greater zrizus. That means we're talking about something that can be done with a greater zrizus, so the Yid will do it with a greater zrizus than a guy. L'chein im yesh avilu sofik atzolim, there's a topic it will help. Now that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The yesh sakona beberos. This is very. This has to be underlined. We mentioned, we learned a few days ago, a mitzvah in Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says that even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that I heard from a layman, not from a professional. A medical doctor, a layman, says that according to his knowledge, this looks sakonadik. So, I'm allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. He says it's sakonas nafoshis. You're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. But in being aloche, it says this is a machlekes harishonim. The mechaber paskins that you're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. Others hold that if he's not a professional doctor, he thinks, that's his idea, that one should not be mechalo Shabbos to a layman. But l'alocha we paskin, we should be mechalo Shabbos. It's not worse than sofik pikuach nefesh. But maybe he's wrong, but it's not worse than sofik pikuach nefesh, and therefore we are mechalo Shabbos. But there the Bir Halacha says, if our whole source of Chilul Shabbos is from a layman, not from a doctor, then it will be very preferable to a guy. Then it's not so cautious. The cloud of them permitted to be Mechalul Shabbos. So to have a guy in front of me, so then it will be preferable to a guy. So therefore, when the Mishnah Berurah wrote down the track of the Taz, the yesh sakonas bisbiru. That means I know clearly there's a sakona. That means a doctor says there's a sakona. Then the Taz says to lachatchile a yid should be mechalo Shabbos, and the Ramah says not like that. So because we have a machlokes the Taz and the Ramah. What one should do, the Maisa. The Ramah says, the meaning is to be a guy in front of you, a cousin in front of you. You can make a shino, you should do that. The Taz says, you should not do that. So, in this show, we bring down, the Maisa says, it's preferable to do like the Taz. And the Sheva Talevi says, that is right. But the minig is like the Ramah. That means if you have a goy here in front of you, the minig is, if it doesn't involve any ichel, the minig is to do with a goy. Now, Rav Nissen Karelis in Chut Shani says, traveling, is zicher preferable with a goy. Why? Because a yid could travel, you will get involved with a lot of shaylin. After you bring the chayla, what's going to happen? Are you going to shut the motor? Are you going to go back? And there's a multitude of shaylas which can be avoided through a goy. So he says, if you have a goy in front of you, it is preferable to get a goy to bring the chayla to the hospital, to the emergency room, etc. Then he also says another thing. He says there's a certain chilulei Shabbos which are not bowl. That means you have a chayla sheyesh b'sakone, that every day he needs this and this treatment at this and this time. It's not bowl. You have a hospital. So he says, so there would be preferable that you can have a guy do this. If this is a kiseida treatment which is done every day, the chayla sheyesh b'sakone. So if you could have a guy doing this, there's no union of his reasons over here. It's a procedure that has to be done every day. So it'd be preferable that the guy should do this. Thief Yud Gimel. Kol hazogin lechalol Shabbos b'davo sheyesh b'yisakotin. A person is hazogin to be lechalol Shabbos by a matzah that is a sakona. Harei zeh mishubach. That's gevaldik. Afilu, even im mitzaken imoy davar acher. That means even through this chilol Shabbos, something else is going to be done, which has no connection to the hatzolah of the person. There will be another chilul Shabbos which will be done together with the chilul Shabbos I'm doing for the chayla. I will be saying this is permissible. I give them also. Kikoin shapiras shapiras. There is a child that fell into a river, and he's going to spread out a net in order to catch the child. Now, in this process of spreading out the net, he's going to catch 20 fish also, which is a malach of teda, which has nothing to do with the atola of the child. But this Pu'ula will bring about, if he's going to spread out a net, he doesn't have to be careful. Maybe I have to spread out and touch my net and all fish will come in. No. If spreading out a net, you'll catch the child, spread out the net. Through this will come out, you'll be catching 20 fish, or catch 20 fish. A small child fell into a bridge, into a pit. And in order for him to get down to the pit, he has to make steps there. He can't jump down into the pit. So in order to go down, he'll go and chop out steps on the side of the pit in order to enable himself to go down. Oike chuye, so he goes and zoike chuye, that means he makes a step. The Malayu, av al pishu mitakin bo matregi bishas hakirot, right? So even though the Pule, he's accomplished a malach of Poyne, he is making a step in the burn, it's irrelevant. This is necessary to rescue the child. This is the most practical way to rescue the child, by making the step. So I make the step. Linau Adelah. What happens if a small child gets locked up in a closet in a room? They don't have the key to open up the door, and the child is frantic. Shaiva Hadelis, so this Chazalwa Mishaya, if the child is frantic, this could bring to a matter of Sakonis Nafashis. So therefore, like the Hazelis, I'm committed to break down the Zohar. Well, my tea is to get out the child. Even though the process of breaking down the door will come out and making either board or making small pieces of kindling wood, so that means this ko'ula that I'm doing, I'm doing something else also. I'm gaining, and I am wood for eating. I'm committed to do this. Shema yivoy tatinik v'yomos. Chazal were afraid. If we have a child that is mamish planted, so one is permitted to do this. V'lo yamrinen. That there's no necessity to break down the door. Let's try to calm down the child. If he doesn't calm down right away, one is permitted to do this. That means now that the child fell into a pit, he needs these steps over here. It's very necessary for him to have these steps. It's an accomplishment along the story. But some him, Gam Kane, Shari, Kimin Shane, and Machabe was there. He did not have an intent to the Kabbalah is something else. The Kabbalah is to rescue the child. So all these other benefits that he is gaining through the Chilul Shabbos is irrelevant, and this is permissible. Now I have a very interesting shaila with Meyerdekin after me. This haya chayla sheyesh by sakone tif yedale. There was a chayla sheyesh by sakone tzarich basal. The doctor said it is necessary that this chayla should eat meat. And there are two alternatives. I have basar mevela, I have treifa meat in front of me, and I have another alternative. I can shechta behemeh, and I'll have kosher meat. If the choyle will eat the mevela, so is over and it's a lab of treifa mevela. If I shecht an animal in Shabbos, I'm over an Israel skile of the Tilas Neshama. But these are my two alternatives: to give the chayle basar nevela, or to shecht an animal. So the mechaber paskins, and the reader will see in the shtabura. Shoichtiloi. So the halacha is. These are the two alternatives, that either he'll eat basar nevela, or I'll shecht now in Shabbos for him. Shecht him like, you shecht in Shabbos. The ein oimrim achilano nevela. We don't say let him eat nevela, we shecht. Avo. That is Zafkin. If time is not of the essence, that means that there is sufficient time to shech the nevela is also raw. The cooking will take the same amount of time. There's a need to shech the nevela, so the meat will first be ready a half an hour later, and that is not gefährlich, because the chayla does not have to eat right away. But what if the chayla has to eat right away? And the nevela is here. So then the chayli of the chayla is dictating to us. He has to eat now, so there's no two alternatives. He needs meat now. So then, machil noitoi anavela. So we have here the Ma'ala Allah in the Mechaba, Amor de Kechidish. Then if time is not of the essence, the choylin could wait till I shech the animal. So then the din is, I shech first. It is preferable to shech the animal than to give him the besar nevela. If time is of the essence, so then shechita doesn't come into the question. He has to eat meat now, so then if I have nevela right now, I give him the nevela. But now we have to understand what the reason of the mechaber is. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shoif the light. How they comment memorable out there? There are a lot of reasons to explain this halach. Yesh Aymrin, and this is Ashikas Rabbeinu Meir, Mishum the Shabbos Kutra Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh. That means the Apu'ula of Chilul Shabbos, am I permitted to do this pula? Am I not permitted to do this pula? When it comes to pikuach nefesh, there's no chiyuv of shmira Shabbos. I'm not permitted to do this pula. Ulekach shoichtim loy kederech sheshoichtim biyomtev. So this Rabbeinu Meir is a more unique chiddush. We have to appreciate the chiddush. The Rabbeinu Meir says, just let's talk about Yontif. Yontif, one is permitted to shecht on Yontif. Yontif, one is permitted to cook on Yontif. Someone will say, I have other meat. You're allowed to cook on Yontif. So the Rabbeinu Meir said, you're allowed to be mechalo Shabbat v'chele sheyesh beisakon on Shabbat. This pu'ula, this action is a pu'ula hamutaris. Nevela, it doesn't become ois nevela. It's a machol also that the dinit, the v'chele sheyesh beisakon, they will give him a machol also. But the two alternatives, they either do a malach in Shabbos or they eat nevela. So we look at it, when he eats nevela, he's eating a davar also. Nevela is a davar also, doesn't become mutter, it's a davar also, but achel shes b'shekon, it's permitted to eat a davar also. Chilul Shabbos, for a chel, just like they're allowed to shecht kabonis in Shabbos. Just like you have to make meal in Shabbat. You are allowed to be mechalo Shabbat v'chol sheyesh beisakonim. So the mail is in the Bein HaMeir that if you have these two alternatives, to shech for a chayla, to be mechalo Shabbat for a chayla, or you should eat a machal also, this is preferable to the shech. This is not also whatsoever. Shabbos is hudra for pikuach nefesh.
What was the Greek? Well,
no, that's the chiddush, that even though yontav is also the melachis, but melachis oichol nefesh is mutter. So Memelech, even though Shabbos is also the Meloche, but Melech is Mikuach Nefesh is Mutas. I mean, we didn't say that. It's Kachos of you, Rabbona, that Lamaitha about to do. But Lamaitha is giving a Dugma that Lamaitha I'm doing, that means Shabbos is Shabbos, not to Shecht on Shabbos, but for this, I'll Shecht for a Goy on Shabbos, on Yontif. The Mahali Yontif. So Nansad is Shita is a Maloche Asure in Yomtev. Letzayrech Oichol Nefesh is Muta. So that's how we compare Shita for a Chayla Sheyesh Beisakonah. Shita is a Maloche Asure in Shabbos. But for a Chayla Sheyesh Beisakonah, that's equivalent to Shita's Kaponah, the Tepilah. That's like the Moshul is very good. It's a malachah that is mutter for a certain purpose. The marshal is very good next to me. So my mail it. The marshal is very good. I think For this person, it's mutter. Just like manch by Yontif, shrit is also in Yontif. For a goy, it's also, but for a yid, it's mutter. Manch, because I think the marshal is moiridik. Okay. So he says, I'm moiridik in Chiddush, but now we have to appreciate. Vafilu Yisrael v'Rabbanon. That means, I have over here, glass kosher leish. And say that, okay, there was Bishalakim or other Yisrael, I don't know, maybe Bishalakim is a bit marshal, but Afilu Yisrael Darabonam Ein Machil Anoyitah B'mokim She'ev Shiloi Lishchid Mitamse. So according to the Rabbeinu Meir, and Yisrael Darabonam is also awesome. Anything that's also me Darabonam. Let's talk about later. We can have talk of this tier. Well, then, Stam Yenom, if I ever have a choice, I have to cook up wine in Shabbos. If the guy will cook it, it will be Stam Yenom. That'll be all you can take in the Quran. Stam Yenom, that's also me the Rabbonom. If I'll cook it, it's an order they guess it is. So, what should I do? Cook it! What's your problem? He's a Chalish, yes, by Sakonis. He needs wine. So, Mamela, you do it. You cook it. This is the Rabbeinu Meir. It's Mazadik. What? One second. Well, technically, you can read a whole bunch of teachers. That's it. Now, let's go further. Abo, how they reshine him, because they vehemently disagree with this Rabbeinu Meir. The Shabbos, like the Chuyi, it's not Utra, it's not like Shrita beyond it, it's the Chuyi. I mean, listen, he needs meat. So, just like you have to give him the Mela, because the Kufnevish, the Steichakola, Terakula, see, Shech for him. So, according to these Rishonim, so now you have to say a different Shikaya. Ella Tamu, the Shema Yirkot, Bachilas Nevela. You have to be a Neibachachem. You have to see what's going to happen. You're going to give him Nevela. You're going to give him Nevela, and he never ate Nevela in his life. He's going to throw it up, and he won't eat it. He won't eat it. That means you have to look at the picture, Bishleimus. That means you're going to tell them, eat the Nevela, you know what's going to happen, he won't eat it, and he needs the meat. So you have to take this into consideration. You got Machilas Nevela, and he won't eat it, the Yistake, and he's going to be a Tekona. So that is why we shecht. We have to. We'll see this murder cannot come in this. Or the Beis Yosef, Evi Oitam, B'Shem Oran. The Nevela over al kol kizayis mimena. We have to put the two avelas on the scale. The Nevela, so why do you want to be full? The Nevela is only a lot. Shkites, lachiv skil, lachiv kolit, though. So it's kizay to be over. It's a lot. Then we have an Isis Gila. So the Ran says, but that's not true. The Venevela over al kol kizayis mimena. Every kizayis that he eats is a separate avela. The Chomo mi Isis lav de Shabbos. The Chomo mi Isis lav. So the Rabbi the Shulchan says something very interesting. Fine. Because he says, but what is Pshad? That means I'm not a shaykhin. I'm not going to shaykh. But I'll go out in my car and get kosher meat. eat kosher meat. Yet the name over here. So according to this time of the run, I got news for you, Rabbi. You're going to go out in the car. So every time you push down the gas, you're over Chilul Shabbos. So the cheshbon of the run is not applicable. According to the previous cheshbon, the cheshbon of the Rosh, he won't eat in the Meila. Forget about it. The Meila is not an eight. He won't eat it. He needs meat. He won't eat in the mail. I know who I'm talking with. I'm hungling with. So my mail. So you go in there. So how do you get kosher meat? In your house, you have kosher meat. It's 10 blocks away. You need the meat now. So go to your cars and bring the kosher meat. That's according to the Rosh's time. According to the time of the Ram, because every Kezias is an Aveda. So that's if the deal is chita or an avela, chita is one avela and you don't know who it. Hashem came and he was behold his eyes to die. But if the alternative is to go into your car, so then don't say that there. I think there'll be more avela going into the car, driving, coming back than his 20 kizaitan. From the Mela, then Aloha would not be like that, according to the Islam. Yeah, okay. You're right. Even though Talab the Shabbos, Chumi Salab the Shabbos, yeah. V'oi tam ayin shom. Ulefi that. Now we had other cheshbonim. One cheshbon is, he won't eat it. One cheshbon is that it's more chomer. Now, if we go with these cheshbonim, so what if I have meat that's also midarabanan? So then it's a different ballgame in Gansan. So first of all, there's the olafid that, according to the Stambam, how they mutav lave olahoishim loikisar darabanan. If it's an Isra Darabona, Mishnah Chalo Shabbos Bishus Gila. That we have to know. So we have here a Machloikis. Vehine, another Lavkimine. So by Isra Darabona, you see she tell him to eat the Isra Darabona. Another Lavkimine. Ima Choyla Oima She'ena Ikot Bachilot Nebeila. The Chayla told him, listen, I know, I'm a Chayla Shiesh Baitakot. I know I'm allowed to eat it. I'll eat it. There's no problem. It doesn't. Yes, nevela mizuma lefono. So imuta lishchay tavuroi. So it's also telling these cheshbonim according to the Rosh. B'chol hakoved, you eat it. According to the Rams, you don't eat it. Ayin b'chayim. So there are different cheshbonim. Yeah. So Karela says it's not the 20 steps of Makis. It's the etzim concept of being over one avail and another. The kistein of being over availers, that alone is more common than being over one big avail. We're not talking about the schema or English. But I'll call upon it. So the Mishnah Berurah left us hanging, that's right. And I think I saw on the Rida Shulchan being down from the Tzaita Shulchan. The Tzaita Shulchan for each time is a time one could be saying has each time. That means this one could be saying a hand each time. But I'll call upon him. The Indian cotton. If the choyle sheyesh boi takone is a cotton, so my may well, let's make a cheshbon and a fish. He's not over any of it. Cotton is on the bailiff and there's a mitzvah and a fish. So he's not over any of it when he eats the bailiff. And the cotton won't be cotton. He's a chmein. He's a cotton. So my may well, so the hine imach. But the inlay are cotton, the bad, the inlay, שטוב יישם אחי מי בסתר נבי לב, וישחית אודם עבורי בשבס חבון שבנת שכת פורקות נשבל. That is how we Paskins look like. Kosev v'agos mordchai. Now this is agos mordchai. Now we mentioned this before. Im tzorich martiyah yayin avur chayla. You have to cook up, you have to boil wine. That is somehow is medical need. The wine has to be cooked up avur chayla. Yimale Yisrael, so I don't know exactly why this is necessary. So Poshi says that the yid will put the wine in the pots. The yochim and the yudi, but it seems that the yudi will take the pot and bring it on the fire. Not something you can put on the flames. It's somehow the goy is going to bring this to the flame and cook it up. And it will become yayin lesser. Tam yeinom. Umutev sheyisnase hayayin mishiyizchalo Shabbos. Somehow it's talking about when the goy cooks up the wine, it becomes yayin lesser. And the shaylas, maybe let's tell the goy, I'll do everything. Or no, let the goy cook up the wine. Va'atam, I am bizarke moishu shekosa. Shekivin sheyisr stam yeinam eina ela midarabozom. The whole Yisr of stam yeinam is midarabozom. So we just heard, beside the Rabbeinu Meir, everyone held that if it's only an Yisr darabozom, so zikher, yid cannot be mechalo Shabbos. Vegam Yisrei kal. It's not even stam yeinam. It's cow from a portion of Yisra Darabonah. Ve'ein achoyle kotzboi, and there is nothing but to feel bad about. Ve'idomil in the Beilog, lekach, mutiv, sheyochen, and the Yehudi, in whom mizumen laponah, if the goy is not here, so get about it, sir. Shelo yishal yedei zev, ochilal besiv yudbeiz ba'ago. So that means we have the remorse. The remorse that if you have a guy in front of you. So now the shayla is, which is the lesser of the two evils? So the lesser of the two evils is to let the guy cook it up and finish. And that's the remorse. The two, I got in the bigger chiddush. The crime will be the day in the kuf chafei, if you'd. The Einar Yehudi HaMoylech Kli Posuach. If you have a Kli Posuach, you have a pot that's open. So now, there's a shash. I mean, maybe the goat might be the shashach, the yayin. He might, that's the shash, the rabbonon. But if the yid is standing there and watching the goy, the goy knows that the yid is looking over his shoulder, he won't do anything. The yid watching him. So some of them, it's not for saying that the yid is there, but else. We can avoid. Only call okay. I make all the choler sheyesh by sakon and lahochim ba'atzmoi and limchay biyodim. We have a taz. The taz said, you don't do with the guy, you do with the yid and finished, and that was the taz. The taz did not vehemently disagreed with the lemor. The yeshlei amilis mechayim v'tazir. The taz said, you don't do with the guy. Finished, so. Fine. Test vote. Amadu Pesach is bringing over machlosai. They were judging his machle. V'shiru aroivim she tzorich groigres acha. The doctor says this person needs one ear. The rotsu atzorich. So now 10 people ran And they want, and each one realize that the Jesus is essential. So each one ran, and each one was under the impression that he'll be the first one that'll bring it. That means that there's a mitzvah, that may have this mitzvah in his life of because in the first year, that he was matzal ayid, matzal nefesh achas, this is an opportunity. So each one ran under the assumption that he knows how to run quicker, and he'll be the one that's going to get the quicker. The Efkendoners, the Lord saw the Vigilay called Echad Gregory. So there were 10 Chilulay Shabbos. One was needed, but all of them had good intentions. All of them wanted to be the one that will be Matzah. Kulam Ptulim, the old potter, the Yeshlem Socha Toiv Me'et Hashem, Afilo Ivri Berishoyne. Not only that he comes back and he sees already that the choyle ate the goygers already. He doesn't have to feel bad. He has chal also. He wasn't a chal or shabbat. He did a mitzvah and he has chal. I told him that he brought his shaita. One. That means when the second one came, he had eaten already the first one. He said, choyle, she has basic on that. To leave with a belly shame. Yes. ברצו וצורי, שכל אחד חושב שהוא יגדיל, והאם במיר הלוך, and that was the case, speaking about the bohul, and he needed it right away, and each one thought he would be able to bring it quicker, והאם במיר הלוך. הגבוך הזה שבינת דן השיילה, if you have a similar case, you have this. There were 10 people that were driving to this chayla, to want to be matzulin, and then one came first, now, and the others are driving, you're driving, you're thinking. So they bring him down. You're not allowed to call them up and tell them, stop driving. Yeah? That was that you came, they came already come over there.
And you went, but it's a false alarm.
Oh, false alarm. Yeah.
You were not people. They didn't thought of how I got there.
That's right. That's right. You accept them all, Okay. They realize Mishus Tarab, I go Shul Bishabbat. One more halacha. Amadu l'shtei gregrei, v'leimotu ela shtei gregrei b'shnei uktim b'sholosh ba'oikit echot. Now, they said he needs two gregreis. We have time, we can think. And so he needs to go like this. So one person is going, and he finds in front of him like this, he finds either two Kreugers for Schnee Uktim, there's two Kreugers that are attached with the two stems. Vesholosh Ba'oikets Echot, and there's three Kreugers in one stem. He needs two Kreugers in. So now I'm thinking I have this tree. The tree is not too convenient. It's either two gregers with two oikten or three gregers with one oiket. I need two. Kirsten or oiket, she yes, my shalish. She, because the malacha is delicious. And when I cut one gregers, one oiket that has three gregers, and I'm doing one malacha of delicious. When I cut two gregers in, so I'm making two malachas of Kleisha, so I may list them, that's an extra full of Shabbat. But, the more you stay in Boikis Echot, the Sholeish Boikis Echot, But what is if I have two with one oikis and three with one oikis? I'm going to cut one oikis. But yichas all oikis sheyesh koish naif. Let us see the Mishnah. We'll explain this a little bit. Sheyesh by shalish the bazaar memayet achilu shein nekaito pamachas. That's in the previous case. Layichasu elo the ribi bishiyuga l'shalei l'tayrach osav. That means if there's one that's two two greigers in a one oikis and three greigers in a one oikis, so lemais I'm doing one melache. But three greigrisin are being nitlashed. So that's called ribui bishiyurim. That means I take a pot, and I put it on the fire. So I'm doing one meloche, but if there's 2 pounds of meat or 1 pound of meat, that's called ribui bishiyurim. If he only needs 1 pound of meat, so even though I have to put down the pot on the flames, but that's called ribui bishiyurim. It's also other than that. Tell me the rabbanat. Tell me, I tell you when dribu bishurim shloim letzayich also. Umikan lira koshit. The uad ilin sham aloches kegayim bishul lechadayne. Afilu mu b'kteira achas. It's a one pot, and he has to put down the pot. But if in the pot is 2 pounds of meat, also lemashel, the last thing b'shoyim aloches, not mashetorich achshe b'timtum. If he only needs 1 pound of meat, I'm not allowed to put down this pot that has 2 pounds in it. I have to take out a pound from the pot. So they say, let's say I have to put on a light. I need light here for the chayla. But I have here a chandelier with 20 bulbs. I don't need 20 bulbs. I need 5 bulbs. So they say, well, before you put on the switch, maybe take out the 15 bulbs. And then, which is muktzeh, which is ishpalach, even we shouldn't to be a deraisen, it's only a derabon. So unloosen the 15 bulbs and then put on the switch, and you'll have your 5 bulbs and show them Yisrael.
And what was not the other was the idea for the year?
That's right, 100%. No, before it's on. Before it's on, it's not the country. Before it's only going to the site that was connected already. Cosman is not connected. Yeah, but for a chayla, yes, by second, I'm not mechuyim to make the taste better. In Yom Tov, it's not a heter. That because the taste better, but the Shabbos is not a heter.